four-goal second period lifts Wings over Kings. Dylan Larkin scored two goals to lead the Detroit Red Wings to a 5-3 home win over the Los Angeles Kings on Saturday, January 13. Robbie Fabry, Patrick Kane and Andrew Kopp each added goals for Detroit. Quinton Byfield scored two goals and Pierre-Luc Dubois added another goal for Los Angeles, which scored all of them on the power play. The game was tied 1-1 after the first period, but Detroit blew the game open by scoring four goals over a 10-minute span of the second period to take a 5-1 lead. With 10:43 remaining in the second, Larkin struck on a two-man advantage, pouncing on a loose puck in front of Los Angeles goalie Cam Talbot and burying the chance to make it 2-1 Detroit. The Red Wings took a 3-1 lead with 3:38 left in the second on a goal by Fabry, who put home a rebound after Talbot stopped a shot by Daniel Sprong. Just 1:04 later, Detroit took a 4-1 lead when Kane scored on a breakaway. Then, with just 12.5 seconds left in the second period, Detroit took a 5-1 lead when Kopp deflected in a point shot by Jeff Petrie. Los Angeles got back in the game in the third period on consecutive power play goals. Dubois scored with 16:53 remaining, and then Byfield scored his second of the night and 12th of the season with 14:22 left to cut the deficit to 5-3. The Kings emptied their net for an extra attacker with 3:33 remaining but couldn't score. Detroit opened the scoring 2:44 into the first period when Larkin fired a bad angle shot near the end line to the left of the Kings' goal that went over the shoulder of Talbot and under the crossbar to make it 1-0. Los Angeles tied the game at 1-1 with 13:02 to go in the first thanks to Byfield, who took a pass from Anže Kopitar in front of Detroit goalie Alex Lyon and buried the chance. Lyon finished with 33 saves. Talbot saved 22 of 27 shots before being lifted for David Rittich, who stopped all three shots against him.